नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
We will have today a very interesting discussion. She needs all of us to be awake, and I hope it's possible because after a clarity one is a little more tired than usual. So,
Yo, Dhruvinatmana, Nata.
Yes, the Knigor. We need the Knigor. Chapter 6. Chapter 10. We have. Then before the book really comes, I will introduce my lecture today like this. Over the years of coming to Serbia and meeting the devotees here, I have seen that they are a little different than, for instance, the German devotees.
Pa da, kada ako dolazim i posećujem bakte ovdje u Srbiji, vidim da su bakte ovdje malo drugačije nego u Srbiji.
U Nemačku. Njemačko, Švedsko.
Ili Švedsko ili drugdje.
This is how it has to be.
Tako treba da bude.
Because we are born in different countries and have different characteristics in us.
Zbog toga što smo rođeni u različitim zemljama i imamo različite karakteristike.
For instance, in India you see the difference between the Bengalis and the Gujaratis.
U Indiji, na primjer, isto postoji razlika između Bengalije i Gujaratija.
The Gujaratis are workaholics.
Gujarati su oni koji rade jako puno.
Our whole England temple is run by three Gujaratis who really do everything.
Naš ceo engleski tempel zapravo ide jako dobro i njega vode samo tri bakte koji su iz Gujarata.
They collect Lakshmi, you have no idea.
I uopšte ne možete da imate ideju da zamislite koliko Lakshmi koristi
već. There's one devotee friend which I have there in India and we preach together to a doctor and he has now, I just heard, given 200,000 pounds.
I imam na svoje da je bakta jedan njegov prijatelj i onda smo mi zajedno popovedali jedan doktor i dobili su 200.000 funti od donacije.
But these devotees don't only just collect very nicely, they also clean all the temple.
Ali nije samo tako da te bakte samo tako fino kolektiraju, nego i čiste temple.
So this particular quality which they have can be very nicely engaged in devotional service.
I tu određenu kvalitet koju imaju može napraviti da se uputi u devotijski
služaj. Here in this part of the world, devotees have a lot of emotions.
U ovom delu sveta bhakti imaju jako puno emocija.
This has a good side and also something one has to consider very deeply.
I to ima jednu stranu koja je jako dobra, ali ima isto drugu stranu koja treba malo da se razvije.
For instance, people, the good side is that when they are enthusiastic for something, they can walk through walls.
Ono što je dobro je, na primjer, da kada se bakter razjasniče, mogu da hodaju i kroz zidove do prolaze.
Yeah. I personally always therefore liked I like therefore this place very much.
I to je razlika što mi se ovo mesto jako dopada.
But really, when their feelings are hurt, they can just from one second to the other go into the palace of the mind and not come out for a whole half a year.
A kada su osjećanja povređena, onda mogu za trenutak da odu u palatu uma i da ne dođu iz te palate po pola godine.
Therefore, especially here, I feel it's very important that devotees learn how to act in a very kind way with each other.
I zato mislim da je ovdje jako važno da bhakti nauče kako da se osvode jedni prema drugom na svi način.
So that we can encourage each other.
I tako da možemo jedni druge da
There's one thing which I don't want to talk about in detail. I think you all know it, but I have a very strong point today.
To je jedna stvar koju baš neću ići detalje, jer mislim da znate o tome, ali imam jednu drugu stvar o kojoj želim veoma da stavim ovaj naglasak.
Yes, because the devotees have such fine skin. How do you say? Do you also say this in Serbia?
Yeah. Not exactly, but it makes sense.
It makes sense, yes. Therefore, they are very much aware of what the other person thinks about them. If I would know, I've tried, done this in the past, to know, if I would call anyone by name and say anything about this person, he would become highly insecure.
Na primjer, kada bi pozvao neku osobu i rekao nešto o njoj, onda bi ta osoba postala u potpunosti jako nesigurna.
Because the others would all look at him.
Zbog toga što će svi ovako da budu u njega.
And if I say something slightly funny, they would laugh and, you know, put him in the pile of in a mountain of laughter. They would bury him in a mountain of laughter.
I kad bi rekao najmanju malu našu šalu, onda bi svi počeli tako da se smeju, da bi ga stavili onako na jedno
satanili
bi ga.
It would not matter at all what I said.
Nije uopšte ni važno šta sam rekao.
Only the person and the reaction to that person.
Samo ta osoba i reakcija na tu osobu.
Totally unphilosophical.
Totalno nefilozofski.
Yes. I have seen this is a result of being so self-conscious.
I vidio sam da to rezultat toga da smo jako samo koncentrisani sami na sebi.
Emocionalno. And so many things.
I na puno drugih načina.
This is something which is goes together with your nature.
Ali to je isto tako nešto što ide zajedno sa našom nature or nation.
No, we are not nationalist. Nature.
To je naša priroda.
I feel each one of you has to think very serious, not only what is my relationship to the others, but what is my relationship to Krishna.
Ja mislim da
this is missing very strongly.
Mislim da trebate da razmislite o tome ne samo koji je vaš odnos sa drugima, nego koji je vaš odnos sa Krishnom. I to je jako važno.
Devotees here feel extremely unnatural to talk about Krishna.
I bhakti se ovdje osjećaju prilično nesigurno da pričaju o Krishnu.
They feel so insecure.
I osjećaju se tako nesigurno.
Because their attention is mostly fixed on relationships amongst themselves, but not on the most important relationship to Krishna.
I zbog toga su njihova pažnja usredotočena tako puno na te odnose između sebe, ali ne na najvažniju stvar, a to je Krishna.
Yes. Therefore today we will discuss the question, my relationship to Krishna.
I zbog toga ćemo danas da diskutujemo o temi moja relacija prema Krishna.
Yes. I feel you need to think more about this.
I mislim da je potrebno da razmislite malo više o tome.
To become more secure in your life.
Da postanete više sigurni u svom životu.
And not so easily shaken by happiness and distress.
I ne tako na lak način potrešeni srećom ili nesreće.
And by what the other person says about you, or maybe about you.
I ne o tome šta osoba je rekla o tebi, a možda čak i šta misli o tebi.
To moj misli.
To su moje.
But now this was only the introduction. We will now go to a verse which will bring us right into the subject matter. It is found in Ishvari, Sechster Kanto, 10. Kapitel, Vers Nummer 8. O demigods, one who has no compassion for humanity in its suffering and does not sacrifice his impermanent body for the higher causes of religious principles or eternal glory is certainly pitied even by the immovable beings.
O polubogovi, onoga ko nema samilosti za patnje čovječanstva i ko ne žrtvuje svoje prolazno telo za više ciljeve religioznih principa ili večne slave, nesumnjivo žale, čak i nepokretne biće.
This is a verse for preaching. Please hear the purpose.
Ovo je jedan stih za propovedanje, molim vas saslušajte smisao. U vezi s tim, uzvišeni primjer su dali gospodin Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i šestorica gospodina iz Vrindavana. O Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rečeno u Šrimad Bhagavatamu.
Jatva sudušća surepsita rađa lakšmi dharamišta javasasa yadagataranyam mayamrigam sayitayepsitamam Vadavat Vande Maha Purushate Saranaravindam.
Odajemo svoje ponizno poštovanje lotosovim stopalima gospodina na koga uvek trebamo meditirati. Napustio je svoj porodičan život, ostavljajući po strani svoju večnu suprugu koju obožavaju čak i stanovnici raja i otišao u šumu da bi ispoznali pale duše koje je materijalna energija stavila u iluziju. Prihvatiti sanjasu znači počiniti građansko samoubistvo, ali sanjasa je obavezna, u najmanju ruku za svakog brahmanu prvoklasno ljudsko biće. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je imao veoma mladu i prekrasnu ženu i veoma nežnu majku. Odnosi pune ljubavi u njegovoj porodici su bili tako prijatni da čak i polubogovi nisu mogli očekivati takvu sreću kod kuće. Uprkos tome, da bi izdolio sve pale duše sveta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je uzeo sanjasu i napustio dom kada je imao samo 24 godine. Živeo je veoma strogim životom kao sanjasi, odbijajući sve telesne udobnosti. Slično tome, njegovi učenici šestorice Gosvamija su bili ministri na visokom položaju u društvu, ali su također napustili sve da bi se pridružili profetu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Šrila Pacharya rekao: Jatva turna mašaša mandala pati spremni sadatu sajavac putva dina gana šekao karunja kaupina kanta šitao. Ovi Gosvami napustili svoje vrlo udobne živote ministara, zamindara i učenih ljudi i pridružili se pokusu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu samo da bi ukazali milost palim dušama sveta. Dina Ganesha kao Karunaja. Prihvatiši skroman život ispasnika noseći samo komad tkanine oko bokova i potepane obrtače kao Kina Kanta, živjeli su u Vrindavani i gledali naredbu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu da otkriju Vrindavanima izgubljene slave. Slično tome, svaki ko se nalazi u materijalno udobnom stanju u ovom svijetu, treba se pridružiti pokretu svetnice Krišne da bi uzdigao prave duše. Reči Buta Daya Ja Maja Mriganda Daitai Sitam i Dina Ganesha Kao Karunaya prenose isti smisao. To su realno značajne reči za one koji žele uzdići ljudsko društvo za pravilnog razumevanja života. Osoba se treba pridružiti pokretu svjetlosti Krišne, srpske primjere takve svjetlosti sličnosti kao što su Šičetanja Mahaprabhu, Šestorica Gosvamija i pre njih velike mudre sredići. Umjesto da sastavimo svoj život na prolazne telesne udobnosti, trebamo uvijek biti spremni da napustimo svoj život za više ciljeve. Na kraju krajeva treba se biti uništeno, zato ga trebamo žrtvovati za slavu širenja religioznih principa po čitavom svijetu.
What happened? The misery of materialism. You need water?
I will drink some water.
Please don't die. Please read the verse again.
I kaženu, o polubogovi, onoga ko nema samilosti za patnje čovječanstva i ko ne žrtvuje svoje prolazno telo za više cilje religioznih principa ili večne slave, nesumnjivo žale čak i nepokretne biće.
Yes. So, in this verse, a very important point is made for everyone who is thinking of making this human form of life a success.
U veoma, u ovom stiku je spomenuta veoma važna poenta onoga ko želi da napravi ovo ljudski oblik života jednim uspješnim.
In the Bhagavatam, it is stated what is the who is the cleverer? What is the greatest cleverness in this world?
U Bhagavatamu je pitano šta je najpametnije u ovom svijetu.
Some say the greatest cleverness is if you speak lies and no one detects you.
Neki kažu da je najpametnije da pričamo uvek laži i tako da nas niko ne otkrije.
Others say the greatest cleverness really is to make a lot of money.
Drugi kažu da je najpametnije da napravimo puno novca.
Others say the mafia of Belgrade, there you can find the most clever people in Yugoslavia.
A drugi kažu u mafiji, u belgradskoj mafiji možemo da nađemo najpametnije ljude u Jugoslaviji.
But still others would disagree. No, the big rock and roll stars who can have so many women, they are the most clever.
A drugi će opet da kažu, ne, oni koji su rock zvijezde i koji imaju jako puno žena, oni su zapravo najpametniji.
According to spiritual philosophy, he or she is the most clever who uses the temporary material life to reach the eternal life.
Zapravo, pošto je Bhagavatam najpametniji onaj ko koristi svoje trenutno telo, život da bi dostigao večni život.
According to the laws of logic, this is considered to be the most clever, and I will tell you why.
U skladu sa logikom, to bi se zapravo smatralo najpametnijim i reći ću vam zašto.
Because eternality is not to be found in the material world. If you can get it by using something material, then this is very clever.
Zbog toga se večnost ne može naći u ovom svetu, ali koristeći nešto materijalno da bi dostigli tu večnost je zapravo najpametnije.
Let me give you an example. In this glass there is no gold.
U ovoj čaši, ovaj primjer, sada u ovoj čaši nema zlata.
What would you say if I would go Vimzala, Vim, and then produce gold out of it.
I šta bi rekli kada bi uzeto čašu i rekao čili bači ribu i djelom se pojavi zlato?
He would say, that was something noteworthy.
Da bi rekli, ovo je bilo nešto što ima kao veliku vrednost.
Yes. Finally something practical and not this boring philosophy. Yes. Because I have produced something out of this which was previously not in here.
So
in the same way, someone who can reach the platform of eternity by using this temporary material body, he is most intelligent.
Mislim se tome onaj ko može da koristeći ovo materijalno telo dostigne zapravo večnost je veoma inteligentan.
This is the logic of the Bhagavata.
To je logika Bhagavata.
And in this verse it is stated how exactly this can be done.
U ovom stihu je rečeno tačno kako to može da se učini.
It is by using this temporary life to spread eternal religious principles for the benefit of mankind.
I to je koristeći ovo trenutno telo u skladu sa religioznim principima i tako delovati za dobrobit čitavog čovečanstva.
Yesterday I had a meeting with the Nityananda Grupa.
Juče sam imao jedan meeting ili skup sa Nityananda grupom.
And we were talking about different kinds of ideas how we can spread the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu better.
I pričali smo o tome kako možemo o temama, različitim temama, kako možemo da raširimo slave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu još bolje.
And together we not really together but I presented the devotees there something like a plan or vision, not very concrete, but just the idea how they could set up, let me say, which if everyone takes part in it would mean that they use all their energy and their thoughts and whatever they have in the service of Krishna 100%.
I prikazao sam jednu ideju kako može svako ako koristi sve svoje misli i aktivnosti u Krishna službi kako može da
just laughing, that's the translation this morning. And I was thinking I'm often giving such
i razmišljao sam o tome kako često dajem takav govor.
I was thinking when they left the room, wow, he just spoke of a very high standard.
I kada su napustili sobu, mislio sam baš smo pričali o jednom visokom standardu.
How will it be possible for these young temperamental devotees and old temperamental devotees to really focus their intelligence on a mission in life which has to do in giving spreading eternal religious principles.
I razmišljao sam kako će biti u stanju ovi mlađi i stariji bakte da usvesite svoju inteligenciju da rašire principe religije.
At that moment I also thought about all the devotees.
U tom momentu se pomislio na sve bakte.
How will it be possible for them to engage their whole life in Krishna consciousness?
Kako će biti da sve moguće da upoznaju svoje živote u širenju srpske Krishne?
I will give you a secret.
I daću vam jednu tajnu.
I have never spoken about it before.
I o toj tajni, o tome nisam nikada ranije pričao.
If someone wants to enjoy the movement for Krishna consciousness, the verse is place really to try to do this.
Ali ako želi neko, ako ima neku tendenciju da uživa, onda je pokret svetosti Krišne najlošije mesto da to učini.
Sometimes devotees think, no, no, in Grihastha ashram it's possible.
A bak se nekad misle, ne, ne, u Grihastha ashramu to je moguće.
But those who think like this, they are spent in a huge fiasco.
I, ali oni koji tako na taj način misle, uvijek završuju na veliku fiasko.
I know our young Grihasthas of the Mali were of tears in their eyes. But it is a fact. Wherever you are, even if you are in Sannyas ashram, if you are a guru, if you think you can enjoy in this movement, it's the greatest mistake, really. It doesn't work. Any other place might be better.
I u kom god da smo ashramu i Sannyas i guru, zaista ne možemo to da učinimo.
I thought when I became a spiritual master, oh, this might be a very nice idea, you know, then I get nice prasadam and yeah, get a room and enough blankets.
Kada sam postao duhovni mistar, mislim, možda nije tako loše, dobio sam malo tamo po tim prešadama i svoju sobu i par
new pants.
I nova pantalona.
And new dogies if I want.
I ako želim nove dogije.
So much misery to be a guru.
Ali toliko je onako jadno biti guru.
Yes, it is a fact.
To je činjenica.
You have to bear so much responsibility.
Moram da nosim tako puno odgovornosti.
You lose all your slobodanski. You have to worry about things you never thought before. You never had the... And so my point here is really like this. There is no point to enjoy in this world, and many young devotees of Krishna consciousness and Krishna consciousness know this.
Moja poanta je tome da zaista nema uopšte mesta da možemo da uživamo u ovom svetu i mnogo bhakta, mladi bhakta, znate.
Often I have asked devotees, why did you join?
Često sam pitao bhakte, zašto ste se pridružili?
And the answer was, the material world is miserable.
A odgovor je bio, da će nam s vami ovaj materijalni svet je zaista užasan.
I could not enjoy.
I nisam mogao ni se uživati.
Are you enjoying now?
Da li sad uživaš?
I have relief of certain things. But other things are still very heavy in my life.
Ali još su neke stvari tu u mom životu. Veoma teške.
Yes. Then I was thinking, why is it so?
I onda sam mislio, da, zašto je to tako?
And the reason really is, my dear devotees, you cannot enjoy in the movement for Krishna consciousness. It's the worst place, but on the other hand, it can become the best place to be happy in this world.
I razlog je zato, moje drage bakte, što da uživamo ovdje nije moguće, ali ipak može da postane jedno najlepše i najbolje mjesto.
Yes, as long as you define your role in Krishna consciousness in terms of the material world,
i sve da tražimo poziciju ovdje u skladu sa materijalnim svijetom.
As long as you define your role in relationship to people who sometimes may not like you.
I tražimo tu poziciju u odnosu sa ljudima koji nas ponekad neće voljeti.
It's really strogosti.
Zaista strogost.
Made you dim. If you define yourself in relationship to Krishna, the whole picture changes.
Međutim, ako se nađemo u našoj relaciji ili odnosu sa Krišnom, ona se cijela slika meni.
If you consciously work on your relationship with Krishna, your whole life might change.
Ako svesno radimo u našem odnosu sa Krišnom, naš ceo život može da se promeni.
Therefore, this morning I want to ask you a question.
Zato želim da vas pitam ovog jutra jedno pitanje.
What is your relationship with Krishna?
Koji je vaš odnos sa Krišnom?
How far is it developed?
I koliko je taj odnos razvijen?
We, for instance, have certain relationships.
Mi, na primjer, imamo jedan određen odnos.
I have a relationship which is quite developed with Guneshwara and his wife, because we know each other more than 10 years maybe now, isn't it?
I ja imam jedan odnos koji je prilično razvijen sa Guneshwaram i njegovom ženom i zbog toga što se znamo skoro više od 10 godina.
We spent very good times together.
I proveli smo veoma dobro vrijeme zajedno.
I remember in Prague.
Sjećam se u Pragu.
How they came and cooked for the whole weekend as a Gauranga Bhajan group.
Kako su došli, kako su kuvali za celu Gauranga Bhajan group.
I remember once I had to run away from Mahodari's father. Because he was at that time not yet so favorable to the devotees, and I left over the balcony. through the door, but almost.
Mahonari koji to vrijeme nije baš bio nakon svetosti Krišne. Nije baš bio bakon kroz zlata, ali zadnji moment se prišao.
And I remember, for instance, in Sombor, we had a program and there were some people who wanted to disturb the program and therefore made the rumor that a bomb was in the hall.
U Somboru isto smo trebali da imamo jedan koncert i onda neko napravio glasanje da je bomba postavljena u hali.
I think we will have to open it totally. Very, very good. And I remember we all knew it was just a lie, maybe by some Christian people. And I was too attached to keep me. And I was too attached to keep these people in the, you know, for the program. I suffered so much. And I remember I went to Guneshwara before the hall and we said, hello, don't leave. It's only a lie, no problem. The hall won't fly around your ears.
I otišli smo tamo i to ljudi stajali i rekli smo, molim vas, nemojte da verujete, to je samo laž, neće se ništa.
I could remember many such incidences where the relationship was formed.
Sjećam se tako puno događaja gdje se taj odnos formirao.
It took time.
I uzelo je naravno neko vrijeme.
One had to overcome misunderstandings.
Trebamo uvijek ponekad prevaziti nerazumijevanje.
One had to show the other that you can have faith in me. I will not disappoint you.
I trebamo da pokažemo drugom, neću da te razočaram, oni ti ne veru mene.
This is how relationships are building up.
I na taj način se te odnosi se grad.
If you don't do these things, relationships don't build.
I ako ne činimo te stvari, onda će odnosi neće uopšte neće moći da se razvijati.
Therefore, again the question, what is your relationship to Krishna? What have you done to build it?
I zato opet ovo pitanje, koje je vaš odnos sa Krishnom i šta ste radili da ga izbjegite?
The karmis say that in every relationship there's something like an account.
Karmi kažu da u svakom odnosu postoji kao jedan račun.
Like a bank account, huh?
Kao bankovni račun.
Which can go in the plus and it can go also in the minus.
Koje može da ide u plus i u minus?
Yes. It goes in the plus by how is it called? By payment.
Ide u plus sa plaćanjem.
And it goes in the minus by the drawings.
I ide u minus sa oduzimanjem.
Yes. So an ordinary relationship in this world goes also into the plus. If we give the other person some attention.
Znači ta običajna svetovna relacija u ovom svetu ide u plus onda ako nekom poklonimo malo pažnje.
If we allow the other person to be himself or herself.
Ako dozvolimo drugoj osobi da bude on ili ona ono što jeste.
Yeah, I mean if that person doesn't make this very serious mistake.
Naravno ako ta osoba ne učini neke ogromne greške.
It goes in the plus by giving a present.
I ide u plus ako dajemo poklone.
In Krishna consciousness six activities are mentioned, how it goes in the blood
relationship.
Giving a present and accepting the present. Revealing one's mind.
Otkrivanje svog uma.
Asking confidential questions.
Povjerljivo pitanje pitanje.
And doing what Giridhari always does, that is giving prasadam.
I raditi ono što radi Giridhari, davati prasadam.
And taking prasadam.
I uzimati prasadam.
This is how the relationship amongst devotees goes in the flood.
To je način na koji odnos između bhakta i duplus.
There are also withdrawals.
Ali postoji ti oduzimanje.
So there it goes down a little. For instance, to not keep a promise.
Naprimjer, da ne držimo obećanje.
Or to approach the other and not have a desire to help, but maybe to harm.
Ili da se obvodimo prema nekome, ne da mu pomognemo, nego da ga povredimo.
Or, you know, to just sit too long on the toilet when the other needs to come in. Yes, this is small things, you know. Now the very interesting thing is that relationships which are close,
ali ono što je veoma interesantno, da ti odnosi koji su prisni
can very easily go in the plus, but also very easily in the minus. Have you noticed the following phenomena? You meet an old friend, Mr. Tamagun. And you see, Gospodin Tamagun, he has not changed after 10 years. But you feel so much affection in your heart. Oh, nasi dragi Tamagunski.
Or
Mrs. Tamagunski. And then you see a devotee who lived with you since 5 years in the same brahmachari ashram, who starts snoring every night at 10 minutes past 12 o'clock. And you somehow don't feel enthusiastic. He's chanting 16 rounds, following 4 rules and regulations, goes with you to Mangal Arati, or like in most cases in Beograd, sleeps with you through Mangal Arati. You are very close with him. You know all his strong and weak points. But when you see Mr. Tamagun, you become happy, and when you see him, you go like, nothing to talk about. Why is it so? Well, you left Mr. Tamagun when your relationship was somehow in the plus, the emotional feelings there in the plus.
To je tako, kada smo napustili ovoga gospodina Tamaguna, onda smo emocionalno sa njim bili u odnosu plus.
But the devotee who every night starts it sounds really like snoring, at 10 past 12 sharp, you know, the relationship is a little bit in the minus because you can't sleep at the, when he starts to pitch it. So when you live together with devotees, you need to do something to get the relationship account high.
Значи, коли живите за бахта, може требувате да чините нешто, за че да доведе тај однос и однос и тај акаунт, рачун горе.
Don't think of you living together, we have the same spiritual master and the same goal, automatically we must be friends.
И немате да мислите да можемо да будемо автоматски пријатели, ако имамо исти цил и исто духовно мучтење.
I will tell you, I have a very good-hearted mother. For my mother, the world would be all right if all the three children could just be together for Christmas evening.
And
she just would love it so much. And I would even do it just because my mother loves me so much. How can I, you know, be so cruel and not come to Christmas if it's important for her? But I know it won't work. My father would quarrel with my youngest brother, like they always do. And my youngest brother would call my father a Nazi. Like he always does. My big brother would just be totally different than anyone else. And I would just think, when are we ever going to talk, you know, be just normal and not get on our nerves? Like I always think. Now, a little while ago, just because my mother really... And Yavol and my mother also, you know, it's a, she's a, such a nice donkey, you know. I went, you know, and we had all the family there, and the sons and daughters of my brothers were there.
I ona fina dama, onda smo otešli prekratko vreme, otešli smo tamo i tamo sudjelimo brat s svojim sinovima i decom.
And then my small brother started to talk Prajapa.
I onda moj najmlađi brat počeo da prajapira.
And I knew no one was going to stop him.
I ja sam znao, niko neće te ga zaustavi.
We all had to listen to his nonsense.
Svi su trebali slušati za njegovu glupost.
That was no problem for me.
Za mene to nije bio neki
nešto. But I knew just in 3 minutes, my father will be glowing with the mood of passion. And then he will say, "You are good for nothing. Stop, now I will talk." And because my brother wants to be a good boy, he would say, "All right, please talk now." And then my father would talk. And after 2 minutes, every one of us would just... Oh, it was impossible almost to control our tongues because it's such a nonsense and he is so arrogant always.
I već posle 2 minuta su bi već potpuno se pavali, jer on je tako arogantan i ne bi mogao što je to veriti.
I don't want to bore you what happened with the evening, but in the end everyone was fighting and I was just sitting there looking to my mother and I told you.
Neću mu ostaviti ti detalje, a na kraju su se naravno svi svađali i onda se pogledao u svoju majku i rekao sam pa rekao sam.
So I was trying to take a book out and read. But then everyone got mad about me. You are so unsocial.
Yeah.
and I could not say anything. And then my mother, when we said goodbye, she said, wasn't it nice? The whole family was together. Even the little boys and girls. and you know, they had passed the stool 3 times and was
smelling.
And I just said, yes, mother, it was very nice. But I will never again come back. Yeah, I mean, if everyone is there. One at a time I can take. So this is an example that shows you how if there is no relationship account.
I to je znači primjer koji pokazuje kako taj odnos ako nema vrijednosti.
The relationship will never work.
Ti odnosi neće nikada funkcionirati.
Now how is it with Krishna?
I kako se to sa Krishnom?
What is our relationship with Krishna?
Koji je naš odnos sa Krishnom?
When will our relationship with Krishna work?
I kada će ta odnos početi da funkcionira?
Krishna says in the scriptures when there is love in the heart of the devotee.
Krishna kaže u pismima da kada je ljubav u srcu bhakte.
Then he can be attained.
Onda će moći da bude dostupan.
What have you done so far to get love in your heart for Krishna?
I šta smo do sada učinili da bi dostigli tu ljubav prema Krishna?
Is it sahajiya to speak about it? Should we better speak about the Serbian politics? Is it a subject matter which is of interest for you? Or do you feel a little unnatural? If you feel, why? What's wrong with you? I confronted myself with these unnerving questions. I decided there are 2 ways I can deal with these questions. The other is I can just ignore it. No one will get on my case. As long as I do my work. And don't give too often such lectures. Or I could just
toliko dugo dok radim svoj posao.
And don't give too often such lectures.
I da se dajem tako često ovakve lekcije.
Or I could just change something in my life.
Ili mogu jednostavno nešto promijeniti u svom životu.
I could start thinking about the most important person in my life.
Možda bi mogu da počnem razmišljam o najvažnijoj osobi u svom životu.
Without him, I would be now a millionaire and could give. I would not give donations to Ganeshwara then, but I could give take care of all his financial problems. With Krishna, I'm an insignificant man. A beggar with an uncertain future. It means Krishna is somehow somebody. He has changed my whole life. So I started to go about, okay, I have to think about my relationship with Krishna and how to increase it.
I onda sam vidio da trebam da počnem razmišljam u tom odnosu sa Krišnom i kako da ga uvećam.
First thing I have to think about attachment.
prva stvar o kojoj treba da mislim su vezanosti.
I am a very attached person, I must tell you.
I moram da vam kažem da sam jako vezana osoba.
Yesterday some young girl said, Maharaj, we are so attached to worldly music, you can't believe it.
Juče mi jedan bakta rekao, Maharaj, mi smo tako vezani za svetsku muziku, ne možeš što se sada.
And I wanted to say, if anyone believes you, it's me. I was also so attached to Monday music. I will not even tell you how attached I was because you will never ever look into my face. So if I want my relationship to grow to Krishna, I must first become a little attached to Krishna.
Znači, ako želim da uvećam svoj odnos prema Krišni, trebam da bude da postane vezan.
Then I must think, because Krishna is a very interesting personality, on what will I focus now of his personality?
Trebam da mislim, pošto je Krišna tako interesantna osoba, na što trebam da se fiksiram sada?
How will I start thinking of Krishna?
Kako ću da počnem da mislim o njemu?
Then I think we all agree that Krishna can be very far away.
I ja mislim da se svi možemo složiti da Krishna nekada može da bude jako daleko.
Most probably that's what everyone thinks about Krishna. Oh, he is very far away in my life.
Verovatno svako od nas to je jedino što misli, je li Krishna tako daleko u mom životu.
Yeah, he is called Adokshaya.
On je poznat kao Adokshaya.
Aksha means eye or vision.
Znači vidio ili oči.
And ja means born.
A ja znači rođen.
See, when I put my eyes on something, then in my vision this object takes birth.
Vidite, kada pogledam nešto, stavim svoj vizir na neki objekat, onda taj objekat se rođen.
Yes. I don't see the wonderful blue scarf of Taraka now.
Ja na primjer kad ovako gledam ne vidim taj predivni okrtač koji ima Taraka
fan. The scarf which also Guneshvara is the same.
Šal, ne, okrtač šal koji isti ima Guneshvara.
But now I will look.
Sad se pogledam.
Now the scarf takes birth in my vision, so to say. Akshaja means that which takes birth in one's vision. Now in the Gita, Krishna says that he cannot be seen. You can't put your eyes on him.
Ne možemo samo tako da ga pogledamo.
He doesn't take birth in your vision.
Tada se neće roditi u našoj
vizi. He's Adokshaya.
On je Adokshaya.
So the opposite. He doesn't take birth.
Suprotno. Znači on se ne rađa u našoj vizi.
Your speech can't reach him.
Naš govor ga ne može dostići.
And your mind can't also reach him.
I naš um ga isto ne može dostići.
I can think about many things, but not about Krishna.
Mogu da mislim na tako puno stvari, ali ne na Krishna.
That's why we sometimes say Krishna is very far away.
I zbog toga kažemo da nekada Krishna je jako daleko.
He is not accessible.
On nije dostupan.
For instance, Andrei Milošević.
Slow.
Hopefully he doesn't put me into prison for this. I know he is here in this country. Maybe not now, but he is working here. But he is not accessible to me.
Ali on nije dostupan meni.
No, most probably he's not interested to meet a Hare Krishna devotee.
I najverovatnije on nema uopšte interesa da sretne Hare Krishna.
And even if he is, he might be too afraid because of the opposition party.
Čak i da jeste, verovatno je puno uplašen zbog opozicije.
So in this sense, although I know Andrei Milošević is there, Slobodansky is there, he is not accessible to me, and therefore for me he is very far away.
In a taj način, iako znam da je on ovdje, on nije dostupan meni.
I have to think, if I think of Krishna, how my relationship to him, how is he accessible?
Na sličan način, ako znam da postoji Krishna, a trebam da znam kako je, kako možete mi biti dostupan.
A philosopher was once saying something very intelligent.
Jedan filozof je jedno nešto veoma inteligentno rekao.
The question is not so much if there is a God or if there is no God.
Pitanje nije da li postoji ili ne postoji Bog.
The question is, is he accessible?
Pitanje je da li je on dostupan.
Yeah. I could translate this into the conceptual framework of many of my listeners.
Mogu da to prevedem na na koncepciju od mnogih mojih slušalaca.
The question is not so much is there prasaram this morning, yes or no.
Pitanje nije da li je prasaram ovdje ili ne.
The question is, will I get prasaram?
Pitanje je hoću li da dobijem.
That's more really the question.
To je zapravo ono što je stvarno pitanje.
Because if everyone eats and I don't get anything to eat, then prasadam is non-existent on my tongue.
Zato što svi, ako svi dobiju, a ja ne, onda prasadam ne existira na mojem tongue.
So the question is, how do we can get access to Krishna?
I pitanje je kako možemo da napravimo Krishna dostupno.
Prabhupada says, everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da svako ko prati primjer Arjuna, njegov put može da postane veoma drag Krishna, kao on.
That means you have to think about the path of Arjuna.
Znači trebamo da mislimo o tom Arjunovom putu.
Krishna is so high, you cannot get over him.
Krishna je na tako visokom nivou da ne možemo da ga pređemo.
He is so low, you can't get under him.
I toliko je nisko, toliko je nisko da ne možemo da se da se provučemo ispod.
He is so wide, you cannot get around him.
I toliko je širok da ne možete da ga zaobiđete.
But if you do not think about how you will get towards him, he might be distanced from you forever.
Ali ako ne mislite kako možete da mu priđete, onda može da bude zauvek na distanci.
This morning I will not give you any answers.
Ovog jutra želim da vam dam nekoliko pitanja.
Like I usually do.
Kao što uvijek dam.
This morning I will do something which I never do in lectures. I will ask you to think on your own. What is your relationship? And if it's not so developed, what will you do to develop it? Because if I give you now the answers, anyways, most of the devotees will not listen, but those who will listen, it's not as good as if you yourself think about it.
Iako ja dam odgovore, neće biti tako dobro kao kad bi mi sami radili sa tom.
On Monday I will give a second part and I will give answers. I want to also think a little bit more on this subject. But I really hope I have made you think. I remember once there was a very famous man who had become a multimillionaire. And the school in which he had been trained invited him. It was an economic school.
I ekonomska škola u kojoj je on bio treniran ga je pozvala.
To give the lecture to all the young students and tell his secret.
Da da predavanje svim mladim studentima i da otkrije svoju tajnu.
So everyone was there. They had their notebooks ready.
Svi su došli tamo, imali su te zabeleške i bili spremni.
To catch every syllable, there were tape recorders like here.
tako da svaki slog je bili su tako isto oni snimanje.
Everyone made sure that the evening before they went to bed at the proper time so that they were not tired.
Jesi ti se pobrinuli da pre večeri, prethodne večeri ovi su rano u krevet tako da ne budu bili umorni?
They were all waiting for the recipe to become also multi-millionaire.
Jesi su čekali na recept tako da svako može da postoje multi-millionaire.
So the man who, as I heard, reads the Bhagavad Gita regularly.
I taj čovjek, čuo sam da regularno čita Bhagavad Gita.
He went in his finest cloth.
Ušao je u najfiniji odjeći.
To the lecture about
the pulta na kome se daje
he leaned forward.
Ovako na klonu se nasi.
All the cameras to share.
Svi su ga fotografisili.
He waited until they were finished.
I stači kraj dok su se završili.
Spotlight went on.
I ovaj, kako se kaže, svetlo od kamera.
He looked very strong into his audience.
I na veoma jak način je gledao svoju publiku.
And then he spoke.
I onda je govorio.
Think.
Misli.
Think.
Misli.
Think.
Misli.
Hvala puno.
Hvala puno.
This is what I want to do today also. You have a relationship. You are part of Krishna. But now please start to think. Monday morning I will discuss this.
U ponedjeljak ujutro bi želeo da diskutujemo
in a very unusual way.
Na veoma neobičan način.
And if you have not thought, it will be the most painful Monday morning for you.
Iako niste stvarno mislili, to je biti najbolnije jutro ponedjeljak ćete diskutovati.
No, not painful.
Ne bolno.
If you are a thinker, it might be painful.
Ako malo mislite, ovo će biti malo bolno.
The most of us, it won't be painful.
Za većinu nas neće biti mogu.
Sila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitya Gauranga ki
jai,
Gaur Premanandi Hari Krishna,
Shri Jai Goswami Chandra ki jai.
How you could improve it? And then Monday I will discuss this subject. And then if you want you can write down a little plan for your life. How you will go about with it. I can guarantee you if you do it, it will make a total difference in your life. It will not be possible for you to explain the difference for what you were before. And what you will be afterwards. Because we hear Yesama Prabhupada, you make a step towards Krishna, Krishna will come many steps towards you. Wouldn't that be nice? But I think many of you are too afraid. What is if Krishna comes into my life? Something might change. But Krishna is not inhuman. He will change it in a nice way.
I onda sam mislila kad bi nekog kita, kad bi mi to bi mogla naći u nekom mjestu da se osušim. Onda sam kako dugo i pijem pismu iz Bahrita, ali pismu Šiva. I to
Bilo, to je
jer osjećam to onako, ako puno, ako ti je mnogo, ako ti je rodi, ako to nije mnogo. Znači, ovo je moje tijelo, ne može moći, i to je pretim, pretim, bio Krišna ta realizacija ide jako duboko. To se znači vidjeti kako ti imaš kako vidi jako duboko. To je jako onda to spolite realizacije. U onda smo tako da je sobu
ako
Gandhi. Tamo smo sada isto banka. Previše još pričam, ne znate ako vam je dosadno. Nakon toga, znači tamo u Mayapuru smo išli na različita mjesta koje su oko Mayapura, na kraju, na primjer, Jerupokosu, gdje su Jerupokosvani sanatko sam živjeli i napravili zgradili tempo van Mokana. Jedno mjesto koje nikad neću zaboraviti je Kana Matešara. Tamo smo išli se nekim brodom na paru. Na govatnom putu smo na Gangi smo radili govatne šije. Mislim, na brodu, ali na Gangi. Onda se svi plesali i to je trajilo da taj brodić se već nikao. I onda još neko mjesto sam počela i kakvi prijedni tempo koji i sam civilizacija. Tamo morate glasa od tada, zato što tamo morate ići na svakom se protam kroz gamino struje, jako je teško doći do tamo. Tamo može se iz druge strane doći, ali je kroz gamino kad ide to jako izgubljivo.
Da, to mi je sam natešla kad. On je rekao, kada
kao bi šta. I ako ne budeš imao učenika koji je kvalificiran, onda moraš tempel da prepustiti kao dio, kao dio to naše tradicije. I kad bi taj učenik bio 70-80 godina, nije imao neko, nije imao učenika kome bi mogao predati tempel. I onda je išao majter i onda bi to jednako da prudara da je šlo pravo da da li imaš ti nekog ko mi mogao voditi taj tempel. Taj god prude šlo pravo je rekao postoji samo jedna mogućnost kao da je mati u sebi je međusobno jako zavađeno i ti moraš predati tempel iskono. I tako je taj stari baba došao majter okrenuo se i odišao kranga prema. I ja sam i rekao, ja imam tempel da poklonim. Na taj način je to jako važno mjesto sa otcima Stefana Radi i Krišna došlo u naše vodstvo. Kad smo tamo počeli da radimo promjene, pronađen je samo manifest na Nishingadi tempel. Nishingadi tempel. I tamo postoji jedna zimska kuća. Tamo se može sjestiti. Vidikovac. Sorry, vidikovac. Gdje se može jako lijepo sjestiti i meditirati na to. I jednog sam se dana i ja tamo sa krivi. Tamo sam mantra. Tamo je mali otak i tamo se tamo kovarlan i onda smo se kanko upodili. Ne sam sad gdje su dalje prišla Vrindavan. I tamo dao sam jednu lekciju. Jednu jako strog lekciju. Pričao sam o raspoloženju gopija. Mislim da je ono snimljeno, to je sigurno interesantno, pošto sam bio napunjen tamo u Majapuru. I onda sam otišao u Radhakund i tamo sam proveo par dana. Jako je teško objasniti. To je atmosfera u Radhakundu. I kako mantra ne ide jako, jako lako, jako lako mantra. I sjedio sam u jednu kuću, jednu krovu i tamo sam mogao vidjeti Vešan Radhakund i onda Šan Radhakund. I ta mantra je postala jedna celina, pošto su u svetom imenu Radhe Krišna. I Krišna Hare Radha. Tamo smo jako proživjeli. Primjer, jedne noće je neko došao i rekao ne znam kod paštama želite li imati dašan deti? I onda je dolao da je u templu i pored Krišna je bio jedan mali dječak što je pored Krišna normalno radano. I onda mi je objašnjeno da je Gopaštana jedan dan u godini kada se Radharani obuče kao dječak pastira. I to je bilo tako da je Krišna toliko osjećao čežnju za Radharani. Da je Subaru rekao, molim te, dovedi mi Radharani. To je bilo jako teško, pošto je Radharani u to vrijeme bila. U to vrijeme je njena ona sve krva bila na, tamo bila sve krva Jatila koja pa jako pazila da sama ljubomorna bila pazila da sama nesretna sa Krišom. I onda su bile na pavernu pala ideje i onda on se preokrenio, onda došao do tamo i ona rekla bježi, ne želim s vama ništa imati. Onda rekao ne, nešto se dogodilo što ja nisam shvatila što. I onda je ona došao oko pravrane, a ta zamijenjena odjeća. Obrekla je ona. Zašto? Da ti možeš vidjeti Krišna. I onda je pravrana bila jako željna. I zamijenila se odjeću. Stavila je turban. Ima je mali pritisnu na sve grube da se one ne vide. Ja da je Jatvina rekao Subana, on je rekao ja sam izgubio svog bika. Onda je Jatvina rekao ej, si našao svog bika. Onda je ona radranje promijenim glasom rekla da, i onda je sa tim bikom otišla u šumu i tamo je plakala. Da, i onda kad je došla, onda je Krišna plako rade, ona nešto nije rekla i tako uživala u Krišnu odvoru plaću. Nije rekla da je ona radarana.
Krišna to nije znao.
Pošto je izvede isto suda. I onda je... I onda je Krišna rekao, radarana. U tom trenutku ispoje ovaj pletenica iz turbana i to Krišna se čudio kako toliko Suban zrača i od njenog zračanja čitav planina postoje od lagu. Krišna ima pravičasti znak zračenja i sredi. Od njegovog zračenja čitava planina izgleda kao dijamant, kao pravičasti dijamant i tako se sve rasljeno sve. I u svim tem praviku, ja ne znam da li obudam, ali radam u baru. Jer onda radan je pomišljena kao učena kao dječak. Da, to obučeno suvala odiču. I onda sam bila različita mjesta. To je moja obuća, tam sam odra. Suvijek on gorne. Konačno. Sam napravila grešku. Otišao je kao na aerodrom kad se ove karte utvrđuju i onda sam se morala odjeti u Njemačku. Kad neko tu dolje zvoni, on sam da te zvoni u Pemhovu. Ja vam se da ću ih ostati predavno u svijetu gdje se uvijek možemo meditirati na Krišnu i učiniti sve svega u službu. Sve sistemnici predavno živi u toj svjesnosti. Tako i ja se nadam. Ja se jako trudim da te u te realizacije gdje sam da živio. To je jedini razlog da živite na vestu, na zapadu, da se što se Krišna dalje da i da se mladi bakta. I mladi bakta možemo reći, nemojte protraćati se vaše vrijeme sa vatrom čudnog uživanja materijalnog postojanja. To nije vrijedno. Mi imamo ovdje ljudskom obliku života dobili priliku da čak i ovom život sreće prašamo da se vratimo Krišnu, trebamo stvarno iskoristiti ovu priliku. Nije dobro se dati odvlačiti se. Pokušajte biti sretan kroz ono zapadnjačke stvari koje su jednostavno poticanje vremena. Trebamo iskoristiti vrijeme da bi prakticirali proces da se vratimo Krišni. Bilo prvo da se može koji može prijeći od sve natrovi postojanje uništili kao kapetan, a vecka putstva su kao poli vjetrovi. Želim još reći kako sam kako imam želju, želim sam da svim imamo o kojima ste pomogli, da za sve vas sam se molio, imao sam jednu nosa na tri strane, molitve sa imenima, ali sam ja još neka imena dodala. To je bilo pravo odricanje. To bi trajalo. Vatrem da to napom kad sam se molio, to je trajalo sad vremena. Neki su već dolazili i čudili se, gledali mi iza leđa. I onda ja ću pripravom mjesto mjesto koje je gospodin Tenenda. Samo opet čitam te molitve. I cijelim tako. Hvala. Počeo sam još čitam. I odjedne su se vrati otvorili oltara. I sam mislio o Tenenda. I Tenenda je to tumačio. Skoro sam u mene prvih 15. Ono je tamo da to su drugi. Kaj mi kao čim, pa opet sam bio ili tamo. I oni su... Oni sam pročitao i drugi. To sam danas mi se nalazio. Jednu sam jednu realizaciju tamo kako je stvarno moguće je koncentrirati se na modrenje svjetlog imena, ali važno je se svakoga da duže vremena mantra. Ako je svaki dan mantra tih formalnih 16 krugova, jednostavno ne uđete u mantranje svjetog imena. Sve vam preporučujem da mantrate ponekad više čisto skrupa. Da bi ste došli u tijeku, u vijeku svjetog imena. Ili trebate samo sa potpunom koncentracijom tih 16 mantrata. To je jako dobro na svestim mjestima mantrati gdje su puno blagoslova i spiritualno koristi. Evo sad sam opet se vratim. Počeo sam jednu jako novitu misiju od 8. decembra, mogu o tome pričati, to je jako privatno. Molim se da dođem da balans između moje vlastite svjetlosti Krišne i davanja svjetlosti Krišne. Moje vlastite svjetlosti Krišne i davanja drugima svjetlosti Krišne. Mogu bi vam još puno toga pričati, ali sada je skoro osvučeno sam. Bojim se da tako ne više sad ima. Tako je rekao. Ako jedan bude umar, ono će i drugi biti umar. Hvala. planinski turci. To je od Ode Živaleja. Gore ima ovih trava. Kada uzmanje